The following is sponsored by Friedland Industries.
Hi, everybody. This is Scrapponomics, and I'm your host, Michael Bass, with Friedland Industries. Let's get started. Do what you can, where you are, with what you have. Teddy Roosevelt. It's hard to believe it's been 8 years, but Scrap Fest is just around the corner. The public may be most aware of the exhibition and auction, which will be in mid-July. This weekend, though, is when the craziness begins. Enter Scrap Fest Collection Day. Every year, 15 to 20 teams get 1 hour to pick up to 500 pounds of metal out of our processing plant. When all is said and done, Friedland ends up donating around 10,000 pounds of metal for the event. The teams then get 2 weeks to make a sculpture. In recent years, rather than just having the exhibition and auction right when the 2 weeks are finished, photos and descriptions of the sculptures are now posted online in an effort to attract people from all over to participate in the auction. The other cool difference, which we'll discuss in more detail in a later episode, is that Scrap Fest is its own festival now. That means there will be plenty of family-oriented stuff going on, like kids' activities and food trucks. In the meantime, though, let's focus on Collection Day. I've said before that the coolest part from Friedland's perspective is to show the public how the metal that the teams use to create a sculpture would have been remelted into new products anyway. It's still awesome, though, to see the metal take a very different turn on its journey, for it to take the repurpose road rather than the recycle road. If you're free this Saturday morning at 10 a.m., it's definitely worth checking out Collection Day. You may notice that some teams go into Collection Day with a concept in mind, and then try to find whatever scrap they can to meet that concept. Join us and see how scrap becomes art. Tune in again next Thursday at 8:45 for Scrapponomics, Understanding the Fundamental Economics of Recycling. To learn more, go to recyclelansing.com.